Good morning, everybody. My name is Shakib Abu Zaid. I'm the Secretary General of the General Arab Insurance Federation. And next to me is the reporter of the Orange Card, Mr. Mazhar Hamada. He's in charge of the UAE Bureau, United Arab Emirates Bureau, based in Abu Dhabi. In our presentation today, what we would like, you know, to explain briefly what is the Orange Card mechanism, and of course the challenges we are facing, and also we think that this meeting can be an opportunity for us to learn from each other. We know that the green card, as per the presentation of the lady and the gentleman, it's advanced because of the integration in Europe, which makes the circulation free and which makes the circulation easier for everybody, which is unfortunately not the case in other countries. Next slide, please. Next, please. Next slide, please. Just scroll down, please. Perfect. But the size, I think there is a problem with the size. Anyway, in fact, I have 3 points, you know, to present briefly: the introduction and the working mechanism of the Orange Card. And now the latest step, which is the digitalization of the Orange Card. The Orange Card was established between Arab League members, which is a league of 21 countries. 18 of them are members of the Orange Card. This Orange Card system is an arrangement between authorities and insurance association to indemnify the road accident victim in case of injury or damage sustained. It works the same as the green card or the blue card or yellow, like every card. Next, please. Next, please. As you can see from this slide, in fact, the project started in 1965, and in 1975, there was a decision between the head of states, the head of states of all Arab countries to sign the Orange Card. And in fact, the real starting of the Orange Card was in 1975, and the implementation in 1977. We had also, in 1995, we amended the Orange Card, and we reached the unified card form later in 2012. And since 2019, we started the digitalization process, and the official launching of the 2023 is the official launching of the full digitalization of the Orange Card. Unlike the green card, for the time being, the Orange Card is not managing the claim settlement. In fact, what happens once there is a claim, there is no central management of the claims. It's only between the two bureaus. For example, if there is a claim in UAE, the office in UAE will contact the office in the other country, let's suppose it's Oman, and will try to solve the problem. There is no pool or there is no central unit. We as GAIF, as the General Arab Insurance Federation Secretariat, we are producing the card, we are controlling them and making sure that the card are genuine. When there is a fake card, definitely it is not insured, unlike, you know, the green card, because what we heard from the colleagues that in the green card system, even when there is a fake card, automatically, you know, the country who is supposed to be the issuer of the card will indemnify the claims, which is not the case. We had this discussion 2 weeks ago, and we decided not to, because from a legal perspective, we think that this is not not very I don't think not very legal. This is our opinion, but this is our own opinion. Anyway, in 1970, next slide, please. In fact, as I said, in 1975, we had the convention was signed by 18 Arab countries. We have the list here. I will not nominate them all, but most of the Arab countries are signatories. However, some of the countries who signed the convention are not making it operational. For example, Saudi Arabia, they signed later, but till now we are struggling to make them, accepting the orange card, but I think this is one of the challenges. Next, please. Next slide, please. This is the working mechanism of the orange card. We, as GIF, we supervise the orange card through the Motor Insurance and Unified Bureau. In each country, we have a unified bureau. When there is no bureau, there is a company in the country which is representing all the companies. For example, in United Arab Emirates, one company is representing all the companies, and we deal with the bureau. We don't have the contact with the companies, and the companies, they have their contacts with the bureau, the local bureau or the local company in charge of the orange card. And we have technical committees working under the GIF's umbrella. And one of the technical committees we have now is the IT committee, which is working. One of the technical committees, which is now very active, is the IT committee. Yeah? And just to tell you a short story, in fact, I joined, the general secretary of the GIF 2 years, 3 years ago. And my first challenge, or my first, my first, let's say, objective was to make the orange card digital. And I think we, till now, we are successful. We have some delay, but definitely in 2023, it will be full digitalized. Now, as I said, the Unified Bureau, as I said, is either an association or an insurance, or sometimes it's a legal entity between insurance companies. And the insurance companies are issuing the card, which is printed by the GIF till now. I'm talking about the old system, which is the paper card. And the vehicle insured with the orange card enjoyed the TPL, the third-party liability coverage, covering the damage resulting from accident caused by the insured vehicles within the visited country. Anyway, next, please. Next slide, please. Next slide is a map which you have all the countries member of the orange card. Is not coming. I'm not sure if it is clear for you. This is not the map, huh?
One minute.